Welcome to Pro Photo Minute, online at ProPhotoMinute.com. Hello everybody, it's Gavin making the rounds today and want to talk a bit about seeing through the client's eyes, making sure that the experience they're getting is what you are expecting them to get and that we're on the same page with the client. This can be applied to a lot of things, and I want to discuss various things in the future, but today the topic is again going to be websites, because we use our websites. They're a very powerful tool. Most of us are using them to show people our portfolio, to try and draw in new clients. It's very powerful. Sometimes I think we actually use them too much. I think that sometimes we do better to try and get people into our studios or into our homes more and make it more of a personal experience, but that's a topic for another day. And no matter how you look at it, a website is still a powerful tool, and we want to think about what they're seeing. So I just redid my weddings website, and I was looking at stats and really thinking about what my potential customers are seeing. And you can see the site I'm talking about. It's at SeimWeddings.com, S-E-I-M Weddings.com. And if you go to it from like an iPhone, you're still going to hit the mobile site because, again, coming back to client experience, they wouldn't be seeing the site properly because it's flash. The galleries are flash. So if they do it from a phone, they get the mobile site. I know it's annoying for some people, but I want to make sure they're seeing those images. So from the client side, they're just going to be happy they're seeing the images rather than an empty site. But back to the main website that I just redesigned. I really was thinking about what clients see. Photographers a lot of times will have a site designed or they'll do it themselves and they'll go to all their other photographer friends to get their feedback. Getting feedback and tips from other photographers is great, but it's not always entirely accurate. You need to think about what it is they're seeing. We as photographers often have big screens, really nice computers, you know, high resolution, and what we're seeing on your site might not be at all the same as what your clients are seeing. The stats on my wedding site, I just checked as I was building this new site, there's still over 15% of my viewers that are using 1024 by 768 screen resolution. Now, considering I do blogs and podcasts and get a lot of you photographers visiting my site, it's very likely that 20 to 25% of my actual consumer visitors, potential customers, are still on 1024 by 768 screens. Now, sometimes people use the argument of, well, I'm going towards a high-end market. I want to, you know, that's not really my target market, is the people that have those small screens. That's really not the case. There's a lot of people that are very high-end market that just aren't that into computers. They might have an older computer because they just don't use it that much. They might just use it occasionally to get on the internet or to check their email. Everybody's not into computers and gadgets like a lot of photographers are. And we need to look at the numbers. We need to think about what people are seeing and make sure that they're seeing good stuff when they come to our websites. We got a couple seconds when somebody comes to a website. You've got a couple seconds to draw them in, and if you don't, they're gone. I mean, I see people's websites and blogs that have 400, 600 pixel, big, fat, cluttery-looking headers and stuff with all these great big buttons, and it may look okay on my, you know, it may look good on my 30-inch cinema display, but how's it looking on their screen that only has 600 pixels of vertical space? Even if they've got a wider screen, higher resolution screen, a lot of them have gone more towards the wide side. How many times have you been on a friend's computer and they've got all these toolbars and stuff that are cluttering up their browser, so there's actually hardly any vertical space? So, yes, you could kind of ignore it and say it's just the way it is, but what I did is when I went to the new site, it's all built in WordPress, I went for super clean, super simple. I don't want navigation that's confusing people. It's not a puzzle for them. I want them to go there and get the information they need and see a great portfolio. I did a homepage gallery that's kind of the intro gallery that's 2-to-1 ratio, real wide images. So they still look cinematic and cool, but they're not real tall. And even on a 1024 by 768 browser with, you know, a toolbar and stuff on there, they're still going to be seeing, you know, my header, my name, and the complete image in that gallery. The main portfolio gallery is a little bit bigger, but it's still set up so they can see the whole image at one time on their screen without having to scroll around. So these are just things to think about. I'm not trying to lay down rules. I'm just saying, look at the numbers, look at who you're targeting and who you're trying to sell to, and, you know, see through the client's eye. You know, change the resolution on your computer screen. See what they might be seeing. And, you know, try different things. Look at it from different computers. Look at your site from friends' computers. Make sure what you're showing your potential clients is the experience that you want them to have, and see it through their eyes. So just some ideas and thoughts to kick around, and go out there and play around with it. And if you have feedback on it or thoughts, hop over on the forums at profotoshow.net/forum and give your own thoughts. So we'll catch you all soon. Have a good day.